to Psy.
Spend the day with Psy.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Radio Psy Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, greetings and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. I am Raghu from Radio Sai team, and this is the segment Soul Inspiration, and a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. At the very outset, dear listeners, as always, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful, grateful and loving pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Today is 26th of April and the weather here at Prashant Nilayam is warm, hot, pleasant. This is the month of April, it's summer, and from last couple of weeks the temperature is almost touching 40 during the afternoon here at the ashram. Today is 26th of April, and 2 days ago, that is 24th of April, we all witnessed the event Aradhana Mahotsavam, and there were programs in Sai Kulanth Hall. In the morning of 24th, there was the recital of the Sai Pancharatna Kritis, and in the evening, there were cultural programs, there were many talks given by many devotees of Bhagwan. And dear listeners, I hope you all have seen the live video webcast of this program by Radio Sai at your home, wherever you are, through our YouTube channel. And dear listeners, if you have not yet seen, you can watch these programs from the YouTube Radio Sai channel through internet. Well, in the morning of 24th of April, there was this recital of Sai Pancharatna Kritis. The Sai Pancharatna Kritis are special Carnatic compositions describing the life story and the glory of the Satya Sai avatar. They were first presented at Lotus Feet in the year of Swami's 90th birthday on Aradhana Day of 2015. And from that year on, every year on Aradhana Day in the morning, the Sai Pancharatna Kritis are sung in Swami's presence in Sai Kulanth Hall. Well, dear listeners, what is Sai Pancharatna Kritis? If you want to know more about this, you can go to our website Radio Sai, and in our website there is a special article, an elaborate article on Sai Pancharatna Kritis. This describes everything, what is Sai Pancharatna Kritis and how it all began, the story behind it, and the various songs which are sung, the various kritis, in fact, which is part of Sai Pancharatna Kritis. There are actually 5 kritis. And dear listeners, if you want to know which are these kritis, line by line, that is lyrics of these kritis and meaning of the lyrics of these kritis, line by line, it's all available in Radio Sai website. And also added to that, there is a tutorial where you can learn these Pancharatna kritis. The notations are also given, the musical notations. So if you are interested to know more about the Sai Pancharatna Kritis, you can go to our website, radiosai.org. There is an elaborate article on this. Okay, in today's segment of Soul Inspiration, I'll be playing for you a talk which was given by Brother Shyam Sundar, who at the time of delivering this talk was pursuing his MBA in Swami's Institute. And in this talk, he talks about being a Sai student, which is a lifetime opportunity. Okay, let's listen to this talk first, and on other end of the talk, I will talk for some more time before Bishop Brother takes on the next segment of the Thursday Live. Well, the duration of this talk is 12 minutes, and I'll be back again after 12 minutes. Let's listen to this talk first.
Loving Sai Ram to one and all present here.
Being an MBA student, I certainly value your time, and I promise that I'll try my best to deliver the value for this 10 minutes. And you might have heard many people telling that you'll realize the value of this place only after you leave this place. And in my opinion, I'm sorry to say this, it is really stupid to cry over a spilt milk or a lost opportunity. We need to realize the value of this place when we are here and utilize it completely. And in my talk, I'll be sharing with you three things. That is, in the beginning I'll be talking about when I heard this thing called lifetime opportunity first. And the second thing is, why is this a lifetime opportunity? And the third thing is, how can we utilize this completely? It was in the year 2009 that I came with my father to Parthi for having Swami's darshan. During the journey, my father asked me, "Shyam, why don't you join music college?" I said, "Never, because I have no background of music or anything of that sort." And having come here, we went and met the school principal and we asked him if there is any vacancy to join for the class of 8th. And he said, "Sir, if you have surplus money, please do put the application. It will be lying in this corner." And I was taken aback. And I don't know what changed my mind. I prayed, "Swami, I want to study in this place and the only go is music college. So please give me a seat in this music college." And Swami did respond to this prayer and he gave me a seat. And the most important thing is that which came after I getting the seat. Every family would have an ideal cousin, and I did have a cousin like that. My parents sent me to my cousin's home for me to get trained. And my cousin, throughout my stay there, she kept telling me, "This is a lifetime opportunity that you are getting. You need to realize the value of this place." She trained me like a military man. She taught me how to walk like a Swami student, how to keep vibhuti like a Swami student, how to leave slippers like a Swami student, and everything. And that was the first time when I heard this term, lifetime opportunity. Now let me come to the second part. Why is this a lifetime opportunity? This is a lifetime opportunity because it is capable of giving us what we have been searching for lifetimes. What have we been searching for in our lifetimes? True happiness. Lifetime after a lifetime, we have been searching for this true happiness. And this place has the key for true happiness. And the key for true happiness is realizing who we really are. Having known who we really are, there is nothing on this earth that can disturb our happiness. At this present moment, we are living at a very low potential. We are using very minimum of our capacities. For this, a beautiful example can be given as, once a person went to Mr. Ferrari and said, "Sir, your car is simply amazing. I'm just taking a good care of it." And he asked, "How are you taking care of it?" He said, "I'm not riding beyond 10 kilometers per hour." Similar is the case with us. Without realizing the potential within us, we are living at a very low energy level and we are not living to the maximum capacities. And it is to know this reality that we are crying and pining lifetime after lifetime. So, having got this lifetime opportunity, how is that we are going to utilize it? I have four key things that we have to keep in our mind when we are here, so that we derive the maximum benefits. And the first thing is being aware of every moment and being joyful and wholeheartedly participate in the schedule given to us. I may ask this question: when was the last time you saw a butterfly with the awe and the wonder of a child? Leave that. When was the last time you felt the temperature of the food which you are having? We are just passively living. We are not, there is no life in our lives. We are just passively living. So the first thing we need to do is to pump life to our lives by being in this present moment, by being joyful. And in one of the satsangs which we had recently, Sanjay Sahani sir said very beautifully, it seems one Swami said, if you want to surrender to me, then wholeheartedly participate in the schedule that I have devised for you. And this is the first step which I would like to share with you. And many of us are whiling away our time by being a part of RSS. RSS is not Rashtriya Swayamsevak here, that is rumor spreading society in our hostel. And we are whiling our time by being a part of BBC, that is Bad News Broadcasting Corporation. We keep chatting over bad things, sad things. There are many beautiful things in our lives that are meant to be shared with all of us. And there are some people who follow GAAP, generally accepted accounting principle, not that. It is gossip all the time as a matter of principle. So we need to drop all these three things so that we move on to the further steps and understand the value of this place. And the second thing is, by accepting external changes and questioning everything internally, we need to trust and keep faith in this beautiful universe and Swami that everything that happens is happening with a purpose. Swami is like a silversmith. He'll drop us into the furnace and keep us under observation. He'll keep us under observation until he sees himself in us. That is like how a silversmith puts the silver and waits to an extent that it reflects his own self in that. So, if we accept, the process is going to be easier for us and for Swami also. It is going to be quick. And if we create a noise by crying out, he'll take us and put us in water so that we chill for some time and take us back and put us in the furnace. Swami is going to thrash all of us like the sugar can and he's going to kick all of us like the football. But we need to have the faith when he is thrashing like the sugar can, it is for us. It is so that the best in us comes out. And when he is kicking us like a football, we need to remember that whichever way he kicks us, he is going to kick us towards our goal. And we need to have that faith. And the third thing is questioning everything internally. This is the age when we have to question ourselves. We need to put lofty questions to ourselves. Why is it that we are getting thoughts? What is the difference between life and death? What is the purpose of life? Is it just to turn to ashes once again that we are born? Or is there any other higher purpose? If there is a higher purpose, compare it with others' life. There are many people who are successful, there are many people who are wealthy. Are they all happy having achieved what they are? And the last and important question that we need to pose ourselves is, who am I? And keep asking this question. And the third thing which we need to have is, we need to think, talk and walk Swami and his principles. In Radio Soi alone, there are around 1,000 discourses which Swami has given and it is being recorded. And only he knows how many more he has given. And he has given it to us. And it is responsibility of each one of us to understand and utilize it for our betterment. I think we can do this much for our own welfare and as a matter of gratitude to Swami for having given us this opportunity. And coming to talking about Swami, and there's one beautiful thing that I've noticed about our teachers. They'll come to the level at which we are interacting with them. If you're going and talking to them about cricket and mundane things, they will also respond to you in that same way. But if we go to them with a deeper need within us, they'll certainly help us to guide us towards the ultimate goal. And the fourth and the most important thing is, we need to remember the value of this place every moment. You won't believe if I say this. I have seen a person who has gone mad just because he didn't get a seat in the same music college which I said I'll never go. Having got this opportunity, it is responsibility of each one of us to utilize every second of our stay here and achieve that ultimate purpose. And if we are wasting our time in passive idleness, I'm sorry to say, we are committing the greatest of sins. To summarize, the 4 points is that we need to be aware of every moment and wholeheartedly participate in the schedule given to us. The second thing is, we need to accept external changes and question internal things. We need to think, talk, and walk Swami's principles. Remember the value of this place every moment. I see many of us are aspiring for Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal. And I would say, each one of us should not just aspire for this gold medal. We need to aspire to bring out the Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba within each one of us. With prayer to Swami that He guides us and makes us utilize this golden opportunity, I conclude my talk. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Dear listeners, once again, a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. This is a segment, Soul Inspirations, and I am Raghu from Radio Sai Team. Just till now, what you listened to was a talk delivered by Brother Shyam Sundar, who at the time when he gave this talk was pursuing his MBA in Swami's Institute. And in this talk, Brother Shyam Sundar beautifully told how it is to be a Sai student, a lifetime opportunity, and how we should make use of it. Well, when we talk about being with Swami, this opportunity of being with Swami, I am reminded of an incident which was narrated by Brother Indreshwar, an alumnus of Swami's University. And this incident happened when Brother Indreshwar was a student. So once he got a chance to accompany Swami to Kodaikanal. And during Kodaikanal, they were having few select students who accompanied Swami were having a very nice session with Bhagwan. And during the session, Swami told few boys to speak. And when one boy was speaking, he said, "Swami, I am with you today and I am your student. And I am very lucky because you are God in human form. And I'm sure that this good fortune which is there for me is a result of good deeds done by me in many of my previous births." Then another boy spoke, and during his talk he also told something like this. He told, "Swami, you are God in human form and I am with you now, and this good fortune is because of the good deeds and meritorious deeds done by my parents in many of their previous births. And then another speaker gave a talk and he told that, Swami, the good fortune that I am getting today to be with you, the God in human form, is because of the good deeds done by my grandparents in many of their previous births. Then Swami himself spoke. Swami told, see boys, you all are ascribing your good fortune to the past good deeds of yours, your parents and your grandparents. But none of you really deserve even an iota of this opportunity. You are with me only and only because of my grace and love. And then Swami continued, it is pathetic that none of you exert efforts to make the best use of this opportunity. Unquote. Well, dear listeners, this was what Swami told, that Swami, out of his love, has given us the lifetime opportunity of being with him, not only for students, for everyone, for Swami's devotees. Just to know Swami, to have his darshan, his blessings and grace, is because of Swami's grace and blessings, Swami's love. And it's a lifetime opportunity and we should make use of this opportunity. In fact, being a student is an added bonus and blessing. Students get interaction with Bhagwan many times. In fact, once Swami had beautifully told, what happens is in Sai Kulanth Hall, if there is a program, after the program, prasadam is distributed to all the devotees present in Sai Kulanth Hall. Some laddu prasadam or sweet or anything. And this distribution is done by students. And Swami said, see boys, there is a special reason why I tell you all to distribute prasadam in Sai Kulanth Hall. In future, there will be times when you may require my help and intercession. This act of prasadam distribution done now will ensure that you are worthy of my grace then, and my grace will flow to you without any limit. So this was what Swami had told to boys, to students, Swami's students, regarding prasadam distribution. It's like paying premium for a life insurance or something like that. Every month we pay premiums, and after a couple of years, after many years, we get a lump sum amount. But such small act of service which Swami gives us opportunity is like paying premium to Bhagwan, but the amount that he gives later is multifold. In fact, it's infinite. There is no limit for it. Okay, dear listeners, the time is almost 11:30. It's time for next segment of today's Thursday Live by Brother Bishu, Outside Inside Deep Inside. I hope you like this segment, Soul Inspiration. Please send us your feedback, suggestions and comments to our email ID, listener@radiosai.org. I humbly offer this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet and I take your leave. I'll be back again 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time next Thursday. Till then, Jai Sai Ram. mute.
हर एक पल में प्यार का रंग
मधुरा मधुरा नीरे प्रेम